Welcome to the Ether. Today is Friday, December 10th, 2021. This is a space hosted by Donku, Lunatics Assemble, featuring Glow, Lunar Assistant, and Soul Swords. Let's take a listen.
Hey everyone, good to see you. Just waiting a few seconds so that people can join and also waiting for the guests. We have today Glow in here that are proposing their solution, and also their launch is not too far away, which was a surprise for me, but it's great to have another protocol soon live. And then we have also the guys around Lunar Assistant, which I think is one of the people and teams that are doing God's work for the ecosystem, but don't have so much exposure. So happy to also talk to the team over there. So just waiting for a few seconds. I hope you're doing all good, and then talk to you all soon. Let's see if they join quickly in here. I mean, while we're waiting, of course, maybe Harry or Jimmy, you want to also come up here. I hope all of you are staying safe and that Jimmy is not scooping up all your B-Luna on Orca like he did last week with my B-Luna on Kujira, right? So stay safe out there. But on the other side, I think we have more and more tools to also play the other side. So I hope you can enjoy maybe on the other side getting some B-Luna on top of that. Great. More and more people are joining. Just waiting that the team of Glow also comes in here, and then we just start talking to them, their solutions and what they have. Let's see if I get them. Mr. Harry, come up here. I think you never talk to in Twitter Spaces. You have the chance now while we're waiting. I want to talk to you. Come up here. Okay, so there should be somewhere here the team of Glow, but just click on request. That's easier for me because there's so many people in there. I probably don't see you. I see Monty in there. I think there's one guy. Just putting you up here. And then I think the Glow account is probably somewhere also in here. Let's see. I'm just trying to find it. Hey, Mr. Monty, can you hear me?
Hey, Danku. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
How are you?
I'm Monty. I'm the tech lead of Glow. Thank you so much, Danku, first thing, for hosting this. Yeah, super happy to chat everything about Glow, what we are working on, and answer any questions that anyone may have in the community.
Yeah, man, a pleasure for me. As I said, I think it's good that the ecosystem is growing, and by the amount of information everybody is getting on Twitter, right? If I'm out there for 3 hours, I have the feeling that I missed the world, right? So it's good to just get more insights also from different topics besides the one that are super hot. I mean, also, Monty, I don't want to dox you too much, right? But maybe people hear that you have maybe, let's say, a Latino background, which also makes my heart, right, that we get more people from different backgrounds around the world. The Lunatics are an international, let's say, group of people that's so cool. So maybe, Monty, give everybody a quick insight of what Glow is doing in general, because maybe not everybody knows what you're working on.
Yeah, sure. My background is Spain, but like, super happy that Terra is such a community distributed all over the world. Like, community in Latin America is also huge. So like, that's also something super nice. Glow. So Glow is a programmable GIL ecosystem built on Terra. So what's that? So we are building a suite of GIL focused apps, and our goal is to onboard the next million of users into crypto and into Terra. And our overarching goal, like, make UST the currency of the internet. From price link and savings accounts, which this is Lotto, and we are going to talk about this later, to social tokens and token-based communities, our mission is really to unlock like new, totally new user experiences, leveraging programmable money and DeFi yields, and trying to bridge these to the mainstream, right?
You know, Monty, I think what's always cool, at least for me, is a question. So how did you come up with this idea, right? I always think of the different protocols. Yeah, I've heard yesterday, or I've listened again to Sebastian from White Whale when he was talking in Terabytes. I think they did an amazing interview. And when he had his first interview at Terabytes, he explained a bit his idea, right, where it come from, that it was just a tweet. He tweeted out, should we do this? And then people joined him, right? Is there this kind of moment for Glow, or how did it all start?
Yeah, so we've been early in the Terra ecosystem since early this year, and we got really hooked up with the vision of looking from DeFi outwards, right? Like many applications in DeFi, which I think is also very cool, look only at a subset of the population, which are us. I consider also like one of those lunatics and degens, but like one of the key differentiators of the Terra ecosystem is that it's also ambitious enough to look outwards, right? And that's kind of like the core basis and the thing that pumped us to build Glow in Terra. So Glow is just going to start, of course, targeting the Luna ecosystem, but our overarching goal is to bring our products to the mainstream. And also like Terra is the place to do that, also because of UST. Like having a stable coin, a decentralized stable coin native into the ecosystem, like make a no-brainer for us to build all our dApps in Terra.
That's a good point that you bring it up. I think everybody saw the interview that Do was also having yesterday, right? Maybe we should not talk about this here because it was a very hilarious interview. But what he said for me was so strong in terms of, hey, we're building here something for the whole world and we're trying to onboard anyway the masses, right? So kind of let's not focus on different countries or so forth. So when I got your point right, is that basically your idea is let's get the power of DeFi and probably also Anchor, right, with the 20% out to the people. So how can I imagine Glow? Is it like, I don't know, an application? Will it be more phone heavy? So on smartphones, so that people can use it, or what do you have in mind?
Yeah, so Glow really is an ecosystem, and it's an open ecosystem where Glow Lotto is going to be the first system, so like the first dApp in the Glow ecosystem. We are the core team. We are building like several dApps, but we are also like allocating like a very big part of the tokens to create like the Glow ecosystem fund and onboard like new developers to build apps on the Glow ecosystem. Like if you want like a kind of, I can give a brief description of Glow Lotto, which is our first dApp and is coming very soon. I think like you've already had the opportunity to try it, Danku.
I did yesterday, right? So you shared it with me. I went into the test system and I shared it already before you joined, in that I was so surprised when you guys reached out and said, hey, you do usually Twitter Spaces, can we jump in there? And I said, yeah, sure. Where are you right now? And you said, we're launching in a few days. And I said, what? How did I miss that, right? That's totally wild. So yeah, give us some insights on this kind of lotto that you're building, right? Because we have also another lottery solution on Terra, right? But I think you're going in a different direction. Something similar we have seen also in Ethereum with this lossless lotto, I would like to call it, right? But I think you're going in one step further.
Yeah, the key difference is that even if Glow Lotto, like the name is a lotto, like we are more like a fintech product, like with GameFi components built on top. So Glow Lotto is really like a price linked savings account. And what this means is that you have like a fixed like annual interest rate, that you would get like 5% of your savings. But on top of that, like you would also access like a no loss weekly lottery. So like we try to combine the best of both worlds, like creating like a fintech application, which have also like a layer of gamification with the weekly lottery.
To rephrase what I understand, it's basically you're having the Anchor Earn, and instead of just getting your 20%, you have the chance to get even like a big prize via your Glow Lotto solution. Is that how you could break it down?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like we integrate like Anchor. Like in the future, we are going to integrate other yield sources in the Terra ecosystem. And what we do is like we separate like 5% of that to accrue directly into the user savings account, and the rest of it is going to be split into the big lottery pool. And this is going and when you deposit like USD into Glow, you will accrue what we call like free lottery tickets, which are permanent. And like gives you the access and the participation of any lottery in the future.
That's wild. So yeah, it's basically a lossless lottery, right? So you cannot lose anything. You can win, and you can win big time.
Totally. And on top of that, you are getting this 5%. So like we think like this is truly game changing. Like as you mentioned before, There have been attempts like in the Ethereum ecosystem, like pulled together to do similar products. But what we're doing is combining like the power of Anchor to give like a fixed interest rate, and on top of that, placing like the gamification layer with the weekly lottery.
That's why, you know, it's cool. You said it earlier, right? That you have a Spanish background. I have it myself. And the biggest lottery in the world is still El Gordo, if I'm not mistaken, right? Which is approaching,
yeah, that's right,
in the next days. When is the lottery of El Gordo? It should be in the next days, right?
Yeah, it's always around Christmas, and as you say, like it's huge. Like it's the biggest like jackpot in the world. But like this is not something just like happening like in Spain or like in Latino countries. Like if you just go to the US, like in the US, the average American spends $412 on lotto tickets each year, which is crazy because like they spend this money and they have like one in a billion opportunities to win something, right? Like we are giving them like the opportunity to save 5%. And on top of that, you can actually hit the jackpot. So I think like that's our key insight there.
Yeah. $412 an average kind of inhabitant of the US is spending in lotto. That's wild. So I'm just doing the numbers here. It's like, how many do we have in the US? Is it 450 million people? No, it's 350 million. I always get, I mean, let's say it's 400 million on average. The number is amazing, right? If we could get just a part of this on the Terra ecosystem into Glow, that would be mind blowing. The amount of UST we would need to mint.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the goal. And not only that, like the power of crypto and like an stable coin like UST is that we can launch Glow and make it accessible not to the US, not to any country, but to the whole world. And that's also part where the Glow Ecosystem Fund kicks in. We are going to deploy like the first version of Glow Lotto as a web-based app, but we want to incentivize like third-party developers and community members to create new frontends and also maybe like mobile native apps, so we can also target a specific demographics or running behind this structure, the infrastructure of Glow Lotto.
Yeah, cool. That's completely wild. And you mentioned before that Lotto is your first product, right? And it's coming live soon. Do you have a date already?
Yeah, I mean, like the product is ready as you've tried. Like we are kind of like debating ourselves when to launch it, like even like some bottlenecks, external bottlenecks that we have. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of stuff going on. There is like the governance poll in Pylon to create like Pylon pools on Glow. So like we have a lot going on and we are deciding like exactly when to launch it, but it's going to come very soon. Like probably we are next week giving access to the community members to the testnet lottery so everyone can try and polish like the rough edges of the UI. Mm-hmm. So if anyone wants to do that, like please hop into our Discord. Our Discord is discord.gg/glowguild, and in one of the channels, which is Lotto, we are going to provide the link next week. So and the mainnet launch is going to come very soon. We don't have a specific date yet, but it's happening this year.
That's cool. Because you also said, I think you will have an own token, right? Is this right? Because you are building an ecosystem, or is it an ecosystem independent from an own Glow token?
Yeah. We are, as you said, like we are ecosystem. Glow is the first DApp. We are also building already Glow Creators, which is the second DApp, and we can talk about this later. But Glow Token will play like a really like a central role in the Glow ecosystem. So effectively governing the protocol, like with the governance role, but also like every DApp that we deploy like on top of the Glow ecosystem will accrue revenue to stakers and the token holders of every DApp. And then also long-term stakers and active governance participants, we also unlock like different very cool features, mostly tied to Glow creators, like social money airdrops and the opportunity to participate in Terra token creator economy. But I think for that, we need to explain a bit what Glow creator is.
Yeah. So we can jump immediately into Glow creator. Why not? Because maybe this can, on a long term, on a really long, long term, also affect me. I don't know. You will tell me, right? Social tokens, which are out there, is just so, so interesting. Just quickly before we go in there, because I had this thought when I was also covering Kujira last week, is that they are also using their own Kuji token to pay for the different services that they are giving to the community, be it Orca, all that kind of stuff, which I have started to call for myself like in layer 1.5, because the ecosystem is still the Terra ecosystem, but then you have, as you said, the Glow ecosystem or maybe the Kuji ecosystem, which kind of are also glowing or hubbing around within Terra, which I think is pretty interesting, a different understanding of how also token can accrue value. Let's talk about the creators, yeah. Right?
Yeah, well, what you mentioned about Kuchura is exactly right. And actually it was quite interesting because we were heads down building Glow with our, like, the Glow ecosystem, the Glow token governing it. And when we realized that Kuchura took like a very similar approach to us, was very interesting and kind of realized that we are maybe are all into something because we didn't know about the approach they were taking. And yeah, it was very interesting to see.
Yeah, well, then let's quickly touch upon the creators, and then we can also go back to the tokenomics, as you said, maybe a new approach, right? So what I understood, I mean, I was, of course, when I tried to prepare myself here, I read all your stuff on your page. So the creator thing, I understand, is basically bootstrapping social communities with also social tokens, right? Which I myself, I'm very interested into that concept because I'm a big fan of Raoul Paul. I think he's one of the most interesting minds we have in crypto. And he is saying that social tokens will probably change a lot of how we understand value accrual as a community, but also how we can incentivize people to do certain things, right? And not only be the one consuming, but also contributing and being part of the ecosystem growing, right? So what is creators, right? What do you understand it, and how does it work with Glow?
Yeah, so Glow Creators, which is already under the works, and we're expecting to launch it in Q1. 2022, what it is our take on social money, but again, adopting a no-loss principle for all stakeholders, as we are also going to redirect yield from Anchor and other yield sources. And what we want to do with Glow Creators is onboard creators, like small creators, high-tier creators to the Terra ecosystem, and enable them, give them the tools to create social money economies that will let users and their fans support and earn their favorite artists, creators, and communities, right? And always adopting like a lossless principle to it. So like fans can and will support creators without like risking their principles and just redirecting the yield that we accrued, like the yields from Anchor and other places.
So are you approaching actively people, or do you think that people will come to you which think about this topic, right? Because probably this will be one of the most interesting development in the next months and years, right? So let's say your product is ready. How to get it now to the people, right? What could you think would be for you the first, I don't know, content creator, the first community to use it, right? Do you have anything in mind as an example?
Yeah, what you say is very interesting. What we are doing for Glow Creators is take like a two spears approach. So we are, of course, like we are going to onboard like grassroots creators and creators that just come to us, but we are also started actively targeting like big creators that can be from crypto or outside crypto. And we are actively engaging with them already, right? So we want to support both of them. We will have like a permissionless sort of like pools that people can actually just donate to creators using their lossless yields. And of course, like we are also trying to engage with very high tier creators that can also attract a lot of attention to the Terra ecosystem, right? And a lot of new, more users.
Yeah, I think that's an important point that you said, right? The moment somebody like really big or a big community kind of is onboarded via your solution, or also other solutions that are coming like Pixie or so forth, which is Pylon for content creators. A lot of people will just understand and learn about Terra, right? And probably to be able to participate, just onboard. That means then a lot of UST is issued because they need to interact. And that's just great for everybody who is in here. You know, when I talk or when I think about social tokens, the first thing that comes in my mind is Chili's, right? Because they have, I think, partnership with different football clubs, be it Barcelona, I think, Paris Saint-Germain. I think even the UFC is in there, if I'm not mistaken. So is it a direct competitor to your solution?
Well, I think like the social tokens is such an early space that there is not really like competition, but coordination and cooperation, right? Like, I think like we are in a blue ocean market, and specifically Chili's, I think they are focusing more like in teams, in like in football teams specifically, I think, and in players. So we don't really see them as competitors. And And I think like every other like project or platform that are trying to, you know, evangelize like social tokens and aim for greater adoption of that is actually like a partner of Glow. Like, we don't see them as competitors at all.
Yeah, I see your point. And also in the meantime, if somebody has a question to Monty, feel free to just request the mic, right? I'm happy to bring you up here. As always, the AMAs or kind of the Solanetics Assembly should also be that you can ask the different people that are up here different questions. So if you have something in your mind, feel free to just request the mic. You know, Monty, what I would be interested, because you're saying you want to onboard the masses, right? You're a European like me. In your day-to-day business, right? Is Glow a topic for yourself, right? I don't know. Do you talk to your family and friends and trying to understand how to onboard them in crypto because you see it as an opportunity? I don't know. Is this even relevant for you?
No, yeah, 100%. And I think like there is some challenges that we have to tackle as a community together. The first one that always come to mind is like better on ramps, both crypto to crypto and fiat on ramps. I think they are getting better, and especially like in Terra, like we have like different players like aiming for lower the fees, and I think that's going to increase a lot like the ease of onboarding to new users, which can be my friends, your friends, like our social circles, right? So this is also quite important. What we're doing also is like, we haven't talked about this, we are developing in-house like what we call the Glow SDK, and it's going to be like an SDK that lets community builders and third-party developers like integrate both crypto to crypto on ramps, which means like you could, for example, in the case of Glow Loto, deposit like USDT, USDC from Ethereum directly into your Terra dApp, and also fiat on ramps. And we want to integrate everything in a Glow SDK, in an SDK, so that developers can bring new dApps into what we call like mainstream ready, like with like you can deposit from fiat and from any crypto like 10x faster. So this is very important for us. Yeah.
Well, that's wild, right? So I wanted to ask you about on-ramps, but now you mentioned the Glow SDK could help also to let people on-ramp way quicker, stuff like USDC and USDT. So from other chains, did I get you right? So basically you're enabling them to whatever you have as a stablecoin or whatever, right? This kind of basis helps you to deploy your idea. And yeah, you're probably then moving everything also to Terra, or did I get you wrong there?
Yeah, no, that's the key. I think like, one of our missions here is also like expand the, you know, like the pie of Terra importance compared to other crypto ecosystems, right? So yeah, like we are going to enable that you can deposit from, you know, like your Ethereum tokens, even BTC, like whatever into any Glow ecosystem dApp. And to remark this, like this is not a line of business for us. Like we are going to integrate like from third party providers to make it very easy for us and for new community builders to integrate these tools. But like we are not taking any revenue or any fee from this. It's just really to, you know, increase adoption and increase developer adoption and efficiency.
Well, that's cool. I mean, the moment you talked about this, of course, I immediately thought about Orion, right? Which is basically a black hole for any other stablecoin, USDC, USDT, DAI, whatever, to transfer it in the backend, even if the user doesn't see it, to UST, right? Helping the ecosystem, stabilizing, minting more UST. And you're having now, let's say, another way. So people not actively trying to, I don't know, create yield like on Orion, but to have just an onboarding mechanism. People can use other currencies and then you're converting them with this Glow SDK. You mentioned also the topic of on-ramps, and this is a key point for you, as I understood, right? If you want to get the mainstream on, as you said, on-ramps, be it crypto to crypto or crypto to fiat, are crucial. Are you working with any kind of the on-ramps that are right now on Terra? I think one of the biggest one is Cato, right? I understood that they are live already in the US. I hope that they come also soon to Europe. So do you work already with somebody, or is it more also you're trying to be as flexible as possible and with the Glow SDK to plug them in long term?
Yeah, exactly what you say later. Like we want to be like agnostic, right? Like I'm plugging into the SDK like any fiat on ramps that like comes to the Terra ecosystem. Like the thing is that it's great. Like there is like a different like on ramps providers. Like you have MoonPay, you have Transact, and you have Terra Cato. And I think like not only us, Glow as a project, but also TFL, like and the and many other projects from in the Ethereum ecosystem, like, are pushing hard to get like better on ramps. So yeah, like we want to be as agnostic as possible, and yeah, like just benefit our users and try to onboard people who come from other crypto ecosystems or from the Fi world, right?
Yeah, I get your point. I think probably a lot of people also know Remy Teto, right, from the Real Vision. He just posted, I think, yesterday and 2 days ago that he wants to build the best on-ramp all time so that people can just go quicker into the Terra ecosystem. This ties in perfectly to what you are envisioning and also saying, right, that this is a key point to just make it as easy as possible. What just popped into my mind, and we haven't really talked about this, or I think I haven't asked you, so how did you start your whole Terra journey or crypto journey as a whole, right? I think this is always super interesting to see where people are coming from to probably also understand motivation and insights.
Yeah, so well, I started, like, I guess, like many other people with the book, like Mastering Bitcoin, for Andreas Antonopoulos. And then, like, I spent, like, in 2018, like, a couple of years working in distributed systems, like, researching consensus algorithms. But yeah, like, this is, I really still love, like, this kind of more research-driven work. But, like, you know, like, getting, like, seeing the adoption of dApps, like, in Ethereum, and now in Terra, like, open my mind, and really personally, I just wanted to create like experiences and products which are more close to the user and tangible to the user. So yeah, that's kind of a bit my crypto journey. I kind of came from the kind of layer one, like more research consensus algorithm space, and I'm fully focused and enjoying a lot, like building real products for consumers and real users.
I got you. What is your background yourself, right? I don't know, did you study IT before, then you started to understand the consensus mechanism behind Bitcoin, or is it more like first crypto and then you just fell in love and started coding?
Yeah, so I studied, like, I did my first, like, a bachelor in physics, and around my third year, I was not, well, a coder itself, like, I did code, like, at uni, but, like, I got, like, bitten by the Bitcoin bug. And then I bought this book, and I said to myself, I really need to understand how this thing, like blockchain and Bitcoin, works, right? So yeah, after that, I did a master's in computer science, focusing on cryptography, distributed systems, and security. But yeah, all the time, like, you know, like, I finished physics as soon as I could, like, I was already, like, finishing it. And just after that, like, was like my 100% of my time was just focused on crypto. And this was like 2018, yeah.
Okay, so I guess we are more or less the same age also, just by deducting what you did before, which is cool, just to see how I think a lot of people at the same age right now are just having a similar journey in terms of when to discover stuff, having studied something. So let me ask you one thing, and then we can also go back to what Glow is still doing. And I want to talk, or I have questions about the tokenomics. I have been a little bit surprised personally just in the last weeks and months that even a lot of people that are into DeFi are not anymore into the topic of Bitcoin even, right? And you said, I think still for myself, the mechanism behind Bitcoin and the yield that you can create is for me freedom on Bitcoin. Kind of is the strongest one, and also the security behind Bitcoin is the strongest we see. I don't know if you have own reflections on this, right? Did you say, well, Bitcoin was cool, I started with it, but I'm just not interested into that anymore, because you are also yourself a coder, right? Or do you don't have any feelings at all and you just say it's all about dApps?
Yeah, I think like every kind of piece of the crypto ecosystem has its goals, right? Like I think, and I still believe that Bitcoin is a super, super cool piece of technology and 100% has its role in the crypto ecosystem. But as a builder and as a project that want to build new stuff, like as probably all of you know, like probably building on top of Bitcoin is not, you know, like the best place to be creative and innovate super fast. So yeah, like I still like, you know, like I'm bullish like on Bitcoin, but I think like the innovation is happening elsewhere, right?
Sure.
For example, like Ethereum, and then like in ecosystems like Terra, right?
Yeah, no, I get your point. I mean, I see it like you, right? In the end, it's all about being multi-chain in the future, right? The different ecosystems or chains have different powers. We know the power of Terra. We probably, a lot of people in here know the power of Solana, but also then Bitcoin and Ethereum. And that's the beauty, right? That everybody can bring something different to the table. Let's go back a moment to the Glow token, right? Because we started talking about it and you even said that kind of my thought about that Kujira seems to be close to your idea with this layer 1.5, having an own mini ecosystem in the ecosystem of Terra is something that you are building. So I think a lot of people have seen in the last weeks and months with the IDOs of the tokens and then this typical meme of, hey, developer, do something, token price bad. That there is a question of what does the token represent for the protocol, for you probably as an ecosystem, and also how it accrues value, right? I don't know if you can give us some insights in your journey, how you reflect on this as a builder also, and how it will be for Glow.
Yeah, so first things first, like we want to be, like Glow ecosystem was to be like a community-led project, right? So that's why like a big part of tokens are going to be allocated for like a Glow ecosystem fund, which is going to be managed by the Glow token holders and are going to be able to both steer governance and also the direction of all the grants and potential investments that are directed for, you know, third-party developers and community developers to create new dApps in the Glow ecosystem. And on top of that, like in all the dApps, like Loto, Creators, and the many more to come, like are going to accrue revenue and be net positive for Glow as a token. Also, especially for creators, we want to give like the long-term stakers and also governance participants like the possibility to unlock like potential social money airdrops and the opportunity actually to be like coming and experiencing like the creator economy and the social token economy that we are going to build on top of Terra from a privileged position.
Gotcha. And how will then people be able to get the Glow token, right? I don't know. Is there an IDO coming? I think I've read something that you have also a pylon gateway probably coming. When airdrop, probably a lot of people usually like to ask, which is fair. And I think you have a big allocation also of your token in future airdrops, right?
Yeah. So we released like a Medium post like detailing like our airdrop mechanics, which we would like to describe them as a fair drop, because we use like quadratic funding mechanisms to kind of like distribute the airdrops not only to the whales but like kind of to everyone in the community, right? Like, so it's not like now that the amount of Glow tokens that you get is linearly proportional to your holdings. But like we have put some formulas in place, so like the distribution of the airdrop is as democratic as possible. The airdrop demographics that are going to get are Luna stakers, Anchor stakers and holders, and also Anchor depositors, as we think like that are the population or the demographics that are going to be, you know, most excited as what we are building in Glow, right? And yeah, we have like, at the moment we have like a poll governance in Pylon going on and it's being voted. Like it seems that the Pylon community is like receiving our proposal with open arms. Like I think we haven't got like no votes and everyone is like very happy about our Pylon pools. And yeah, like also like we expect to have the Pylon pools and also like the TG like soon enough, like very soon. We don't have a specific date yet to announce, but like, you know, like we are very, very excited to bring both our products and the token to the market as soon as possible. And yeah, like it's going to come very soon.
Gotcha. No, super, super cool and excited. I will also hop after this call back to Pylon to make my vote, right? But if you say that it's anyway super positive already, I'm happy to
but
hear that.
Please
guys.
Vote. Yeah, but vote
go vote, right? Make Pylon great again. Probably yeah, Ryan 100%. Lyon would be here. He's also, I think, happy because Pylon, I think, is also getting a lot of traction in the last weeks and months, getting all those proposals out there, accruing all those airdrops. I think we're seeing right now that the power of Pylon is small, slowly also coming back to full fruition.
Yeah, we are also allocating like a 1% airdrop to long-term mine stakers. Like we have announced also like a quite cool and I think very promising partnership with the Pylon team. We are both projects are targeting like kind of the yield space from different angles and targeting like different populations. And I think like this partnership's also going to, you know, like bring a lot of net positive for both projects and communities.
Gotcha. Very good. Yeah, so if somebody wants to ask Monty a question about Glow, right, feel free to just request the mic. I'm also planning a little bit ahead because as you also can see probably the header, I had the plan that the Luna system comes also up here. So Elo, I see you. If you're the one who wants to come up here, just request the mic so we can already get you running. And then for everybody, just as an information, so SolSwords was planned here. They have also their mint pretty soon. Unfortunately, they got sick with COVID nowadays. You know how it is, right? So really all the best wishes to the team over there. So I probably will try to get them back on here in a week because of, you know, that health is way more important than anything else. So Monty, anything that we haven't talked about specifically about Glow that you think that people should know?
Yeah, something specific about the Glow Lotto. And I think, Danko, that especially because like you create like great content, like and very analytical content, and I'm sure like very large part of your community are like farmers and very analytical farmers. I would like to give a bit of an alpha leak here, right? And
ooh, give it.
And is that like you know, like with Glow Lotto, like we want to make like savings fun again, but we are also planning to put like a small layer of depositor rewards denominated in Glow. So like it becomes like a very attractive investment like plan because like you are going to get like a 5% like fixed interest on your savings. Then you will have the like the participation in the lottery. And if you like are planning to do these deposits in a long term horizons, like this, like the expected value of your tickets is going to accrue more or less to the 15% of you know of your deposits. So you will have like on the long enough time frames, you will have the 20%. And if you add to this like the layer of deposit rewards that we are going to denominate in Glow, you would get like a yield on top, like a yield bigger than this 20%. So if you are have like a part of your portfolio which is like kind of like long term USD, idle USD, like I think like more on top of the fun that the lottery is going to bring, I think like Glow Lotto is going to be like a very, very smart like investment idea for long-term USD investments.
There you go. Very cool. I'm looking forward to that, right? The moment you can already be sure you go live and the numbers start accruing, that I'll put my Excel file to work to trying to understand which opportunities you're having out there. May I ask you one more question? Kind of any kind of protocol on liquidity is right now a hot topic. You're saying also that the topic of Glow is in a whole ecosystem. I don't know if that then besides an ecosystem, also an eco fund, be it protocol on liquidity or more like protocol owned assets, which I started now also to understand myself that I think Apollo DAO is, for example, protocol owned assets, not liquidity. Olympus DAO is more protocol owned liquidity. Anything that you are thinking could be interesting for Glow in that direction?
Yeah, I cannot announce too much on that.
Oh,
but,
come on.
yeah, we have started conversations with big players on the protocol on liquidity space. So yeah, there's nothing super like definitive, but like we are exploring this and we are talking with, you know, like with the biggest player in the whole crypto ecosystem, like pioneering these ideas. So that's all I can say.
Who could that be? Yeah, no, cool. Super cool. Looking forward to that one. And that biggest player, if you're hinting at that one, I've heard maybe has some news on Terra soon. So
maybe
that will
I don't
be
know.
Very interesting. Yeah, yeah. You don't know. I don't know. But something is coming there. And everybody who's listening here can make his calculations who it is and what might be coming there. No, super cool. Monty, thank you for your time, right? I would move on now slowly also to talk about the topic of Luna Assistant, but feel free to stay with us and also keep on commenting, right? That's what this AMA should be all about.
Yeah, thank you, Danko. And yeah, for anyone else that may have any questions that didn't fit into this space, like please hop in into our Discord. It's small but growing, like, and we are like really looking forward to like create like a grassroots community altogether. So yeah, please hop in the Discord and ask anything that you may come up. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, cool. Thank you, Mr. And then we have Mr. Elo also up here, right? Man, we haven't talked in a while. What's up?
We haven't talked in a while. It's true. I'm really good. A lot of things going on, and very happy. And yeah, I think the last time we spoke was maybe 2 months ago.
I think it's 3 years, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I mean it's 3 years in crypto space. Yeah.
So for everybody, it's kind of what the heck are they talking about? Maybe you've heard that the idea of Kairos protocol, right? I've written a Medium article literally years ago. That's how it feels for me. And I was happy to get in contact with Elo also because he approached me and said, dude, interesting idea. Let's go into the hackathon. We went into the hackathon, but then I think everybody knows that I just went more into content creation. But I'm happy that you, Elo, just said, I think I've seen something in that idea and you've took it into a different direction a bit, right? But still helping the ecosystem with one of the most interesting solutions, Luna Assistant. I think nobody's talking about it, but it's just one of the backbones of the ecosystem. So much is happening on Discord with the NFTs and what it's enabling. Share a bit, right, of what you're doing.
Yes, indeed. So Lunar Assistant started out as a tool for the Galactic Punks, since they were the first NFT project launching. Well, except for Spaceload, of course. And what it does is it's a bit similar to some other projects on the other chains, for example, Grape. You know, it just takes, you know, you connect your Discord account to your wallet, and then it knows if you have a certain NFT. And then the admin of a server, he can configure a rule saying, like, you know, if you have a Galactic Punk, you will get the Galactic Citizen role. And then they can set up private channels for the Galactic Citizens and, yeah, chat there about stuff going on with their DAO and do some polling and stuff like that. And so right now we have 55 servers who are using it and close to
55. Dude, that's wild.
yeah. I'm very happy. And like 2 weeks ago, it was at 41. So it's, you know, it's growing daily.
But it's not only NFTs, right? So what I understand from you now is, I mean, NFTs anyway, I think are getting more and more utility in terms of you can use it as keys, right? And I heard even that you are saying that people could do like off-chain governance with your solution. Is that right? Or did I just hear it between the lines that this is where you're hinting for the long term?
No. That's right. I mean, it's a feature we're working on. It's not live yet. It will be for Q1. But it's definitely in the books, in the playbook, yeah. And so, yes, it's not only for NFTs. So I think 2 weeks ago, we did an update. By the way, shout out to Cole. He's in here. He's been coding the backend for Lunar Assistant. And shout out to Ig for being part of the team, and to Chino Man for taking Lunar Assistant across the space. But yeah, we did a CW20 upgrade. So now people can also use CW20 tokens, so non-native tokens, and their LP positions to give roles to people.
Just to rephrase it, in the end, let's say I'm now in the Elo Discord, right? I'm a big fan. Let's go in there. And then you just activate a certain channel for me because I am an LP on TerraSwap, or I'm on LP on Anchor, or I'm holding Anchor token. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's interesting because I'm thinking of the amount of, let's say, hidden channels that just for fun you can create in the Discord and then just appear and activate because you're holding a certain NFT or a token. That's wild. That's gamified. That's cool, right? Are people doing this already, or do you think that this will be more and more the case? Did they approach you, or was it your idea?
No, it was Midas's idea for the Space Dollar stuff. So he asked for token support. So he's using it. He has the Space Dollars Hodlers role for people who have either the dollar or the LP position.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, they are the only ones doing the CW20 support right now. But for sure, I mean, you could create all sorts of hidden channels, and it would be a lot of fun. Like, you could create Easter eggs with it as well.
That's so cool because, I mean, WalkMeDAO is maybe a meme, but it's coming. I can share here. but I'm not allowed to disclose now too much. So we need to talk, right? Because I have there some ideas how this can be deployed in the Discord. And we have the Mr. Chino man in here who's usually just texting me like 3 hours after a spaces and saying, did I miss it again? And I need to text him, yes, you missed it again. But finally, you're up here. What's up, Chino?
Hey. I probably shouldn't say this publicly, but I'm actually driving on my way to Germany, by the way. My connection is a bit spotty, so if I disconnect suddenly, that might be just, you know, the connection going off. But I just wanted to add that Lunar Season has been amazing. I mean, as some of you already know, you know, we're setting up most of the Discords on Terra, and Lunar Season has been a part of our bot stack that we add to all of our clients as soon as we found out what it was, you know, and what it can do. And Ilu hasn't mentioned this yet, but we've actually decided that I don't know if it's okay if I say it publicly, but I guess it's okay. You know, we've decided to.
It's okay. We are just between us three here. You know, it's okay.
Let's talk
about it. Exactly. So we've done a partnership basically where they are already gathering. They are already, you know, they are the blockchain experts at this point. But we've been developing Discord bots since Discord was a thing. So basically, we decided, okay, you know what? Why don't you focus on the chain when we focus on Discord? And you know, that way we do like a joint development basically. And Space Dollars was the first one using CW20 rules, as we call them. But I do have a lot of servers, as you can imagine, waiting for us to deploy these things on their servers. We have more than 60 clients just on Terra. Actually, we're talking about growth of Lunar Assistant. You're welcome, by the way. So yeah, you know, it's Lunar Season has been a cornerstone. It's a really a great tool, we're excited to help build it as well. And yeah, that's mostly it. What I wanted to say.
You know what? It's interesting. Yeah, no, it's cool, and stay safe on the road there. I mean, we hear you loud and clear. The moment you come to Germany, you will anyway lose the internet. That's how it is here in Germany anyway. But other people, usually you have pictures of them in their garage with the Lambos. For you, Chino, it's like in your garage with your Discord servers, right? That's how I'm envisioning it for you, right?
I have been told that I'm collecting servers on Discord. Yes, like NFTs, you know?
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah, kind of.
Pokemon, yeah. You have servers.
You know, it's actually, it's funny you mention it, because I just had a meeting with Glow yesterday. I think it was yesterday. I'm excited to help them build their community, of course, on Discord. So we haven't closed it yet, but you know, I'm confident.
Hashtag yeah, no pressure, you know. Monty, right?
Yeah.
Somebody wants to close the deal. There you go.
Yeah, we should talk. We should definitely talk. I think like Lunar Assistant is super cool. So yeah, let's bootstrap a conversation from this space. Yeah, 100%.
So yeah, let me ask you, Ilo, also in terms of, I think it's important, right? Because how do you make money, right? Is it then like a subscription model? Is it part of the Discord subscription model of then, I don't know, what Chino is usually doing with his team? I mean, just personally, I'm interested, right? Because in the end, you're putting a lot of work in there. I know how dedicated you have been back then already. I'm happy that you have now here a solution. But how is that working, right? If you want to share.
Yeah, definitely want to share. I mean, we're a bit of an odd duck in that sense that so far we've been doing it just volunteering, really, which is very different from some of the bots on, you know, other chains who do the same thing, who do charge. And it's been great. Like, you know, a lot of people are using it, and we had a private Discord server, which is public now as well. For people who have questions about the bot, who need help setting it up, who have feature requests. But we did sort of hit a wall in terms of, you know, if we're going to build this thing out further, we will need some funds. And that is actually why we decided to do something different, that instead of charging a subscription fee We are doing a fundraiser and we'll be selling 500 NFTs, which are designed by Guillaume. I don't know if he's in here, but he's a 3D artist. And yeah, if you would go to our Twitter right now, to the Gravidao Twitter or to the Discord, you can see these gems. They're pretty amazing NFTs. And so they're a piece of art, but they will act as an access key for some of the advanced features that we're building. So you'll need to have one in your wallet to be able to access the dashboard. But then, you know, all of the other features, the ones that are being used right now, they'll just stay for free until eternity.
Yeah, gotcha. No, I know him for sure. Because, he has shown me some stuff because I got in touch with him as well. maybe some keys for NFTs. Maybe. there you go. So everybody just check out at Gravidao _. And before I have another question regarding Gravidao yourself, we have also Michael up here. Michael Arroca.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's everybody doing? So I was actually kind of curious. So you said you were going to do an NFT fundraise. And I was wondering if like you had explored potentially doing a community proposal. It seems like this is a tool that everyone uses. Any thoughts there?
We did reach out to Terra. It wasn't about Lunar Assistant, but about a governance platform that we're building. But they basically said that the community funding has been reformed for strictly developer purposes, not necessarily so tools being built. So that's why we sort of looked elsewhere, and we actually had some he came up with the idea of bringing in DeFi tactics to fund our development.
Okay, cool, nice, thank you.
It's a great question, Michael, in terms of, does it mean that, I mean, in the end, you could still propose, right? The governance is in the end there to, as a community grant, the community can decide, right? But you say right now that that's not your goal, right? To not even do a proposal there.
No, that's not the goal anymore. I kind of like this approach. It's very exciting. Let's see how it goes. We might make a proposal, like you're bringing it up, so like I'm happy you are, and it gives me the idea to do it anyways, but that's not really the plan right now.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, it's funny because when I've been talking with different, people that have ideas or even protocols or stuff that is building, it's like, oh, how do we raise funds? And as you said, NFTs, I think it's a good idea. Levana also showed how you really do fundraising, right? They have the staple out there. And then when I say, why not a community grant? And often the answer is, oh, shoot, you're right. And right, we have burned 90% of our community pool because nobody was requesting anything, right? So I think we should just as a community starting to use those funds because they're just lying around there doing nothing. And I'd rather give it to you guys. That's just my personal insight, of course, to build something, which as Michael also said, right, it's key for a lot of stuff that is just happening around the ecosystem. So when I go on Gravidao, there's also something called Motoko, right? Is that then the thing about governance or is this something different?
Yeah. That is the thing about governance. And we've been working for 3 months on it, on the whiteboard and the user flows of the son of a gun. And right now it's already, I'm putting it into a white paper or like I'm trying to make time to do that. it's a lot of work to do that. But yeah, that should be coming out this month and that's going to be a pretty exciting governance platform. Very different from what you've seen on Ethereum and other chains. It will actually work to incentivize good behavior and voting using game mechanics, and it's a pretty cool thing going on. On the bright side, because that will take like a little while, it might be Q2 before we have something for you guys to test out. We will do like a sort of a micro MVP through Lunar Assistant, which will be just a very basic governance platform for people, having communities around NFTs or tokens, who don't have their own governance platform and who would like to use the Lunar Assistant for this purpose.
Okay, well, that's cool. I mean, that's so important, right? And I'm looking forward to how you try to innovate on the governance side, because I think we are seeing that probably typical, let's say, token governance is very limited, or not only limited, but even whale heavy. We have seen this so often, right? And somebody just says no or yes, like we've also seen with the project of Puppy, Crypto Knight, with TrackTerra, right? So the topic about taxes, and then just one validator says no. And it's like, dude, come on, right? But they have so much power in there. So I guess it will be interesting to see how you tackle all of these topics. And yeah, keep me posted, right? You know that I have a personal interest in how governance can be done long term. I think that we need topics like reputation in there, which Lyserve seems to also be working on. Mm-hmm. Lyserve DAO, at least that's what I've read in their Medium post. They have no time decay in there, I think, but in their reputation model, but they are trying to just bring it to the next level, which is cool, probably next step. So if you're working on this, I don't know, do you get feedback from protocols or from people that say we need this and that, or is it more like a think tank right now and you're trying to deploy something soon?
No, like we've been talking to a couple of people. So like I can tell you that we'll definitely do the governance side for Thales. Mm-hmm. And Angel Protocol is, I was talking to Mike and he's incredibly bullish on Motoko. Just for my, what was it, 4 a.m. pitch text to him. So they're going to use it for the Dano as well. And yeah, I can't really give too much away right now, but yeah. Another Twitter space, you know.
That's fine. You're always invited to come back. But the only thing you need to tell me is what the heck is the name Motoko? That sounds more like a basketball player from the 90s, right? What was it? Yeah.
You know, I think some people who are into cyberpunk and who've seen some, you know, 90s movies, they might know what it's about. So I'm sort of, you know, it's a little bit of an Easter egg right now, but it'll be explained in the white paper as well, so you can all figure it out. But yeah, it's for the people who are, you know, into the cyberpunk stuff.
So Ghost in a Shell.
No, why did you do that?
Well, I asked, right? You said it's an Easter egg.
Yeah.
I'm a big anime fan, as everybody probably know in my profile picture. So
goddamn.
That was an easy read. So, I mean, maybe the connection was bad. Maybe nobody noticed. It's fine. It stays between us. Oh, very cool, right? I'm happy for you. I'm excited. I remember our talks back then about Kairos. And then I think it was also, let's say, an important point when I said, dude, I think you have an idea. Just push forward. I think you'll make it, whatever that seems. And now you're here. Being an important part for the ecosystem, right? Michael said it earlier, you're just everywhere in terms of, I always check my roles, right? If I, the NFTs I'm holding, I'm going into the Discords. It's great that you automatically also identify the NFTs, right? It took me a while to understand it, that I don't need to do anything anymore. But I can also share with you that the first day when I saw your solution, it was like, will I get rug pulled here? What I'm doing here, right? That was honestly the first time I used it, because it was new, nobody knew about it, and the web end was just a very simple web end, which I think is fine. You don't need more, but I can share with you. I thought for a moment, will I still have my Galactic Punk and Luna Bull after I put my wallet down here?
Yeah, so I'm happy you could start off with Galactic Punks. It lends credibility to the project. And we'll actually be cooperating with them as well on something new that they're building. But I'm not sure if I can tell, so I won't.
I tried. You know, and as said, so everybody at GraviDAO is the page that they can find you. Is there a tip address also, Ilo, that you have there?
No, but I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah, I think, I mean, come on, right? You're doing this completely for free, which is wild. This is the ethos of crypto. I think it's great, but if somebody can do something good for you and you have a tip address there, and if it's just $100 or $1, it's better than nothing, and you're doing great work, right? So big thank you in that direction.
Yeah, you're welcome. I mean, if people want to support us and, you know, they want to get something cool in return as well, just, you know, follow us on Twitter and come to the Discord. We'll be doing some giveaways and some whitelisting for the NFTs. It's going to be a limited edition, like 500 NFTs. So you don't have to worry about the floor price crashing immediately after. And there'll be an earn function too, where part of the royalties are going back to the holders. And we'll have an auction for Angel Protocol as well. So that's going to be 7th of January, 8th of January. We'll have more stuff like being announced this month. So yeah, excited.
Yeah, very excited. And I just realized, I think we had Chino here, European from Portugal. You're from, if I can dox you, let's say from a country very close to Germany, right? We had before that Monty, who is Spanish. It's cool that we have just really an international, but even a European-driven crypto community. That's cool, right? At least I think that's going into the right direction to just diversify more and more and more. As we have learned yesterday, Do is Asian, right? So also too. And this is just one of the most hilarious interviews I've seen in my life. Anyway, not commenting on that one. Cool. Anything that we forgot, Ilo, that you want to bring out there?
No, I think we've got it all covered, actually. But okay. If anyone has any questions, feel free to shoot me a DM or something. And we're very responsive, or at least I try to. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know that you don't sleep, or if you sleep, it's in a weird time frame where people...
Man, tell me about it. It's completely fucked up.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Very cool. Thank you for your time. Thank you also, Monty. Thank you, Chino, for coming up here. It was really a cool time. Again, big, big shout out also to TerraSpaces.org. I see them in here. They're recording all the Terra Spaces that are specifically focused on the Terra ecosystem. That's an amazing work.
Yes.
I think it's simplifying a lot. You cannot miss any kind of Terra Spaces out there anymore. I cannot repeat this enough, that this is really, really amazing. So thank you. And I'd like to add,
we're going to meet Fintern on Terra Spaces tonight. So if you want some more in-depth information, be sure to check out his podcast on Lunar Assistant soon.
So you will you share that something that you haven't shared here? Man, I take that personal. You know that, right?
Well, I mean, he's going to extract more information from me, I think, because it's a longer podcast. And Guillaume is going to be there as well, our designer. So we'll be talking about the process of the NFTs as well and the 3D art and stuff. Yeah.
No, oh, that's cool. I'm happy that he also gets some exposure. I've seen earlier also Joseph in here, who is, as a lot of people know, I think working also on something interesting on the NFT side. I told Guillaume also, reach out to those guys, maybe another opportunity for you. So happy to see everything come together. Very cool. So I would say we have more or less an hour here of a Twitter Spaces. I had a lot of fun. Thank you everybody for listening. And those gentlemen said it, right? If you want to find them, it's either GraviDAO on Twitter or also Glow on the other side. And just, I mean, of course, a quick plug on my side. Later on, you will have the update on the Farmers APR on Terra on my YouTube channel. And tomorrow, I will also talk about the boot swap for White Whale so that you are prepared on how to ape in. I can tell you already, please don't ape in the first moment White Whale goes live on Sunday, because it's a liquidity bootstrapping pool. You will get wrecked. I don't want that. So I'll try to make a video on that tomorrow. And Jimmy was also earlier in here. I'm working with Jimmy. He's just a true gentleman, on a calculator for Astroport lock drop, so that all of you can do some calculations before the lock drop. And we hope that this helps you to make decisions on your investment. So all of this weekend, I hope so. I also don't sleep like you, Ilo, trying to make that
happen.
I know,
man. You inspired me to quit sleeping.
To not sleep. Yeah, it's not sleep. There you go. So we quit our 9-to-5 jobs to quit sleeping. It's amazing, right? it's quitting all day, which makes all this. No, cool. Thank you, everybody. Stay safe and see you soon again. Bye-bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Donku hosting Glow, Lunar Assistant, and Soul Swords in a Lunatics Assemble space. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. We used to live in caves, fire screaming in place. Now we sit on the couch with a screen in our face. Nose in the Facebook, snorting up the gram. Checking status updates as fast as we can. We never had a plan when we built this shit. Sever the demand, then kill this niche. Like a candle burning from both ends. Fizzle out around 25 and see what happens then. Minimum wage, college ain't getting paid. Unless mom and daddy has celebrity names. And a bunch of fake fame makes cheap mistakes. Who cares? It's only death and taxes at stake. The trick is to die before the shit gets paid off. Make the banks bankrupt for a change. Thank us. Which one of the voices in your head do you listen to? I've got it narrowed down to like two.
The rhythm.
What goes around comes around, then it goes back again. When we plant trees, life keeps happening. All the paper we're stacking up, living our best life. Let's future generations have enough asswipes. Sure, it sounds petty, but the planet's getting sweaty. We're all hot and bothered chopping trees for cafe. I don't see us lasting much longer unless we start arresting the assholes in charge. Yes, we can, but why don't we? Because we got comfy and fell in love with bombing other countries. We got hooked on the low-priced lunch. Me. Cost of living on the rise, fuck it, that's something. I've got a hunch, government sucker punch. It's such a bitch move, gotta get them under us. And remember, who works for who here? Jerks serving jerks until we go nuclear. Terror spaces.